Masechet Cholin, Perek Het, Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk about the differences between Chelev and Dam, forbidden fats and blood. Both are not allowed to be eaten, even if the animal had a proper Shechitah. Mishnah says, Chomer b'Chelev mi'badam. There's a stringency when it comes to Chelev over blood. A few stringencies. Chomer b'Dam sheb'Chelev. And blood has stringency over the Chelev. They both have their own strict laws that apply to them that do not apply to the other. Chomer b'Chelev sheb'Chelev mo'alin bo. The stringency with Chelev over blood is that somebody violates me'ilah by benefiting from the Chelev if it comes from a korban. When it comes to Chelev, these forbidden fats, when it comes to the korban, they're placed on the Mizbeach. When you're not talking about a korban, of course, the fats are not allowed to be eaten. And if somebody eats from it by mistake, they would have to bring a korban hatat. Also the blood, by the way. The blood of a bird or an animal. Also, if somebody eats from it by mistake, they have to bring a korban. The Chelev, what we're saying over here, is the property of Hashem. They're given over when it's a korban on the Mizbeach. And if somebody benefits from it, by mistake, he has violated Me'ilah. When someone violates Me'ilah, it can only happen when someone does it unintentionally. He has to pay back the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash, the amount that he benefited from, plus one-fifth, and he has to bring a Korban Asham. So the Chelev of a Korban is subject, is connected to these laws of Me'ilah. V'hayavin ala bishum pigul v'notar v'tamen. Somebody has to bring a korban hatat if he ate the chelev when he violated pigul notar or because he was tameh. A person offered a korban, and during the essential service parts of it, the blood service, he had a kavana that was wrong, that he was going to eat the meat of the korban past the proper time, then the korban becomes automatically disqualified. And if somebody by mistake afterwards ate from the meat, they have to bring a korban hatat. So we say pigul applies even to the chelev, to the forbidden fats, number one. Number two, if the person did everything properly, he brought the korban like it was supposed to, but then he allowed the deadline that he was supposed to eat it to pass, it becomes notar, and if somebody eats it past that time, they have to bring a korban hatat. That applies to chelev as well. Thirdly, a person who is tameh, that eats from the meat of a korban, also has to bring a korban hatat. That applies to chelev as well. The chelev is considered to be just like the meat, and somebody who violates any of these three laws, it applies to the chelev as well. Masha'en ken badam. The law is not like this when it comes to the dam. The blood of a korban does not have any application to me'ilah, pigul, or nortar. And eating from a korban when somebody is in a state of Tum'ah. V'homed badam. There's also those stringency that applies to blood that would not apply to chelev. Shehadam noheg bebehema v'hayava off. That the prohibition against eating blood applies to a behema or a haya, a domesticated animal or a wild animal, and a bird. Ben temi'im ben tehorin. Whether they are kosher, whether they are not kosher. If a person eats the blood from any of these animals, doesn't matter if they're kosher or not kosher, they have violated the deoraita law against eating blood. The prohibition against eating chelev applies only to the chelev of a kosher domesticated animal alone. Not to birds, not to wild animals, that the laws of chelev are not connected whatsoever to that. Just one other point, when we mentioned that a person has to bring a korban hatat in those situations with the chelev, that's in addition to the normal korban hatat that he has to bring for eating the chelev. So if he ate chelev while it was pigul, he has to bring two korbanot in that situation.